This is a CGY News Update. Grief can be a hard topic to talk about, and a new wind phone gives space for people to honor loved ones and help process grief. A wind phone is a non-working phone for people to use as a bridge between those who have passed and those who are still living as a way to process grief. The concept of a wind phone was developed in Japan when in 2011, Itaru Sasaki built a phone booth in his yard so he could connect with a deceased relative. Following a devastating earthquake and tsunami in the country, he opened his backyard wind phone for his neighbors and community to use to process the loss many have faced. In Nanaimo, a permanent wind phone has been installed at the Bowen Road Cemetery by the city of Nanaimo to offer those grieving a space of reflection and healing.
Well, I'm very aware that as a society that we're generally afraid to talk about death, and that those who are going through a grieving process don't feel like comfortable to openly talk about it, and then it's often something you do in private. And I really think that there's something to be said about supporting one another through the grief process and normalizing death and grief.
That was Carmen Lavoie, a social worker professor at Vancouver Island University. She was the one who initiated the project with the city. CGY met with her at the cemetery where the wind phone is located. As a professor, she has researched death, grieving, and how to talk about the difficult subjects. She says death and grief tend to be topics no one really wants to talk about.
So when I do bring the topic in, it can sometimes be a surprise for students, but also an aha moment. It's like, oh, right, that's actually something that's important to all of us, and that we do need to be having these conversations and talking about it and supporting people through that process.
She says when she first heard of wind phones, she thought the idea of the phones seemed like an easy way to support the community. She then went to the city of Nanaimo with the idea.
Because we do want to be there for each other, for those we care about at end of life, but oftentimes we don't even know how to do that. It can be kind of tucked away somewhere or in a hospital or out of sight, which is very different than how it used to be historically for a lot of folks.
The phone sculpture titled Waves was created by Nanaimo artist and designer Maru Della Costa. Della Costa told CHY he got the inspiration for the design from the ripples drops of water leave.
A simple drop can affect a whole surface of water just with a tiny thing. And was kind of like that, how you put a message in your phone of your words and like expand it through the infinite.
He says he had his own personal connection to the design and installation.
In my last time with my father, that he was in Argentina, all my communication with him was by phone. So it was very represented for this project.
The installation also has a personal connection with Lavoie, whose late father's old phone is used in it.
My dad worked for Alberta Government Telephones, AGT, for his whole career. His whole life, that's where he worked. And over those many years, he collected many phones and would refurbish them and take care of them. And he'd save them for his children and pass them on. And he died about 2.5 years ago. And for me, knowing that there was this collection of phones, it really seemed like, what else could we do with them other than maybe have a wind phone? So the phone that's in there is one of the phones that he collected. It's an old wall phone, rotary, with a cord. And it's something he actually carved his initials in the bottom of, because that's how he handled his stuff all the time. Anyway.
Lavoie says there's no right or wrong way for someone to use the wind phone.
My only suggestion would be just to begin with visualizing that they are on the other line, that they are on the other end of that call, and just allow yourself to say what you need to say.
She says the experience can be very different for each person.
So children would maybe use it to talk about their friends and their homework to someone who's passed, and others might use it to say things that they never got a chance to say.
She says her hope for the wind phone is for grieving people to feel comfortable using it and to normalize feelings of grief and loss. The wind phone is located near the Howard Avenue entrance of the Bowen Road Cemetery. For Sichuan News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.